This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. At least 12 women are accusing music mogul Russell Simmons of sexual misconduct between the years 1983 and 2016. Simmons was born in Queens. He went on to become one of the most important figures in modern American music. Sherry Hines is one of Simmons' accusers. She came forward last month to say the music producer raped her in the early 1980s when she was just 18 years old and part of an all-female rap group called Mercedes Ladies. Hines based a chapter of her 2008 book of the same name on the alleged attack. In the book, she portrays an incident in which the main character is sexually assaulted by a powerful businessman named Ron. She told WNYC she was afraid to name Simmons in the book for fear of being blackballed in the music industry. In a statement provided to WNYC, Simmons categorically denies the allegations, writing, "These horrific accusations have shocked me to my core, and all of my relations have been consensual." Sherry Hines joins me now. Sherry, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
First, Sherry, I have to ask you, what happened all those years ago, and how did it make you feel?
Back then, I had came from a home of a single parent with 11 kids. So I took to the streets at 14 and discovered hip-hop and developed a sisterhood. So we decided to start our own female DJ and rap group.
And people have to understand that rap actually originated on the corners.
Yep, it wasn't in the Bronx.
In the Bronx. And mm-hmm. It wasn't in record studios at first, but Russell Simmons took it inside and professionalized it, and that's how you met him. It was a business relationship, right?
Yes. When I met Russell, Mercedes Ladies, we were hood famous, as you would say, in the streets. We used to battle against the male groups on the corners, in the parks. I met him, and I had told him, you know, Mercedes Ladies, we need management. And then from that, that's when it developed, when Russell started working with us.
So then I have to ask you about what happened that night.
Russell said, "I just opened up an office around the corner, Rush Productions. You want to come check it out? It's not furnished yet, but, you know, we're getting it together. Come look." And then from there, when we got to his office, that's when everything took place. And to talk about it, the way it happened so fast. And only thing I could do is leave out of it as fast as I could. And it was like I was at the elevator forever, but I was crying. And I just was kind of in total shock. Like, I can't believe how I was just violated. So I went to get my friend, and she looked on my face and said, "What's wrong?" And I said, "Let's just go, let's just go." So when I told her what happened, she was like, "Why? You know, we should call your mom, tell your mom." I said, "No, I don't tell my mother, because she's going to be like, why did I go up there?" And then I was starting to feel like maybe I was wrong. I shouldn't have went up there. Like, did I do something wrong? Or, you know, why did he do this to me? Like, he treated me like I was a piece of garbage. Like, you had that power to do it, and you did it. You took what you want, and okay.
Women who've been in this situation mm-hmm. talk about how fast mm-hmm. everything happened so quickly is the expression, right?
Absolutely.
But still, things go through your mind.
It goes through your mind, and it was what everything just felt like. Well, why he did this to me? Like, because I'm a female from the Bronx in the hip hop game, trying to come up. He seen we was trying to come up. We worked just as hard as them. Why would you violate me like that? And then, you know, my mom was a single parent, and you didn't care. You used your power, and then I was stuck in a position that, like, who's gonna believe me? Because it was Russell Simmons.
You could have called the police,
mm-hmm.
right? Then when you wrote your book, you could have made it a book about this attack.
Absolutely.
But I guess I want to understand why now?
Why now? Well, I've been going through a spiritual growth. And part of my spiritual growth was that I was one that couldn't cry. I was one that couldn't, whatever happened to me, I just bared it and kept going. But I didn't realize that the damage I was doing to myself. I had a virus inside of me, and even though I was looking like I was okay, I was holding down jobs, I was still going for the career. Until I let everything go and forgive everyone, it's going to stay inside of me, and I'm not going to be able to grow spiritually in order to get to the next level.
Have you been contacted by NYPD now that all of this has come out?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have. Actually, I think they reached out to all of the women. They're reaching out to all of the women, and they contacted me and reached out to me. And it's just things I can't discuss on air, but yes, they did reach out.
studies indicate that only 1 in 15 African-American women report being raped. And some women of color just feel a very strong connection to their families, to their communities. They don't want to expose what's going on in our communities. And then in this case, we're talking about an iconic figure. How much did that weigh on your decision?
When you talk about in the black communities, the thing is that it's a lot of women that has been violated. Some people will say, oh, there's no snitching code. You know, you grew up to say, don't say nothing. Or some felt embarrassed, or some felt that, like, who would care, or who would believe them. And in my situation, this was a person that had power in the industry of hip hop. So I don't know what would have happened. I could have got blackballed in the business. Nobody would have got to hear my story. So you have people that was getting violated, raped, women, you know, but it's just the culture that you was brought up in.
I asked you about the African-American female pressure because Me Too has been largely about white women, mm-hmm. white celebrities, male celebrities. And, you know, as a black woman, I wonder if our voices are being heard as loudly as some of the white women celebrities. You know, we talk a lot about working class women and Me Too. And when will we start to hear more about middle and working class women who certainly must be suffering?
I think they suffered in silence. But I think what this is doing now, like, I just started meeting some of these women. And, you know, they tell me, thank you, you know, I'm so glad you're coming out. And by one person coming out, the next one coming out. And I think it's about taking your power back, taking your dignity back. You don't have to suffer in silence no more, because it's not right because a person has power that they could just take what they want.
Has it been difficult for you since you've come forward?
Emotionally, yeah, because it just brought up so much pain inside that I guess I've been covering for so long. And I'm just looking back at everything, and it was like, wow, all I ever did was struggle and worked hard and wanted to make a difference as a black female growing up in the Bronx, where everybody thought, you know, like, it's nothing there. And I was against all odds, but I kept going and I kept getting up. Now I see why I went through all of that, because it's making me the woman who I am today. And it's an impact to be a blessing to others.
Sherry Hines is a native of the Bronx and co-founder of the first all-female rap group, Mercedes Ladies. Her novel of the same name was published in 2008. Sherry, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, and thank you.
In a statement to WNYC, the NYPD confirmed it's received information about allegations involving Russell Simmons. The statement says detectives are in the process of reviewing that information.